Well, see, Forrest, this is Dick Covey. Just to get a clarification on the concern that that y'all have raised, my interpretation of that is that because there are more metrics being kept now relative to FOD, and because there is additional oversight, the concern is that the weight of that additional oversight and the additional data being collected does not turn out to hamper the long-time practice of self-reporting, which is a real key to a successful FOD program.
Oh, that's very well described, much better than I did, Dick. Let me just add to that that not only is the management, both within the contractor and within NASA, fully aware of that, that's one of the things that they intend to keep very close contact with the implementation and the attitude of the workforce and how they're perceiving it. But they also intend to have some sort of a program that is not only a negative but also a positive incentive. I don't want to say that they're going to say FOD is good, but certainly their attitude is that when foreign object debris is generated, the detection and elimination of that is very important, as is an aggressive program to prevent the generation of the FOD. So, yes, there'll be both positive and negative actions taken.
Again, this is Dick Covey. I think key to what you said, and I want to make sure, is that management is aware of the concern as you have described it. It's not something that we need to necessarily report on or draw to their attention, or would you think that we would need to comment on that?
Dick, I don't think we need to comment on it. It was my impression that management was fully aware of this program. It's you know, that problem is not uncommon to any self-reporting kind of a program like this, whether it's FOD or anything else. So I'm not sure that, I'm saying it in a different way. I am positive that they are fully aware of it and are very sensitive to it. But I would value Bob Seek's response to that, since he was there on the fact-finding with me, and his assessment of management's awareness, I think, would be a order. Bob, do you have anything to add to that?
Well, other than to say it's that they are sensitive to it because past activities or initiatives that did shop floor data collection were always looked upon by the hands-on workforce as another way to grade their performance, and usually graded in a negative way. So they have worked that issue as far as the communication on what this is all about and the need for it very actively, and as recently as Monday, when I was on the floor in some of the processing facilities and talked to the hands-on workforce, it was obvious to me that management has been working that, and they were positive and upbeat about the program, and they all indicated that the real feature, the change to them out of this, was going to be more discipline in the clean as you go activity when they're doing all the work that, of course, goes on every day and every night out there.
Dick, I don't have any problem if you think it would be appropriate to state our concern and as you suggested.
Well, I think it's since, you know, it is a concern relative. I mean, not one that we say, hey, it's something that has to be watched long term. I think that we can work that into our reporting. It sounds like management's already very sensitive to it, so it's not something that's critical or would require action on their part at this time. But I would recommend that we work that into the reporting on this particular recommendation.
I certainly support that.
Forrest, this is Susan Livingston. Is there any plan that you know of for NASA to now take sort of the lessons learned and the rigorous program developed at Kennedy Space Center and roll it out, or have other contractors in the other centers involved in a similar type of process?
Susan, I'm unaware of what the rest of NASA is doing, but I think Jim Lloyd may be able to help us in that.
Yeah, Susan, there was a follow-on activity after CADE called the Diaz review, and as part of that review, they did not really pick up on the need for us to go and rigorously look at all the other FOD reduction programs within the agency. However, within our organization, we are taking a look at it from a top-down approach to make sure that the acquisition guidelines for NASA acquisition have at least a consistent foundation on which to build an implementation for the programs across NASA. And we will be, you know, doing some, you know, benchmarking to make sure that we understand what not only Kennedy has been done, but to take a look at, you know, some other acquisition guidelines that are used by other agencies, such as the DOD.
Great, thanks.
You're welcome.
Forrest, Dick Covey again. Looking at your plan, the planned work items, I went back to the recommendation and your characterization of the recommendation, the actual intent, which was basically to adopt a common or more common standard for definitions of foreign object debris and to eliminate the use of processing debris. In meeting the intent of the CABE recommendation, it looks to me like the planned work actually is related more to what I'll call raising the bar and an enhanced FOD program, which goes beyond what the CABE's recommendation said, therefore might not be things that would be determine a conditional closure of this action. Could we talk to that? Because I think that's important as we look at your recommendation for an unconditional closure. But having planned work here, I know that there are some folks who will want to consider it a conditional closure based on that. But I think there's that may be important for us to understand. Is the intent of the CABE recommendation met entirely at this point? And the planned work is really relative to the what I'll call raising the bar activities of an enhanced FOD program. How would you characterize that?
I would characterize it much the way that you did. The CAIB recommendation was, of course, was to go to standard definitions, which they did. But indeed, NASA did raise the bar considerably. As I mentioned earlier, they looked at their entire program, evaluated it, benchmarked other areas, and have a better program for it. The work that's remaining, the two items that's remaining to be done, first of all, let me address the computer-based training rationale that I used. The computer-based training is future training will be an ongoing thing. As new people come in the workforce, they must be trained. And, of course, there will be an annual training, as is done for many of the disciplines there. So the computer-based training, which will be completed in shortly by August, is really an ongoing thing, and I think we can expect that to continue. So I did not feel that it was a constraint to closure because it will be ongoing. The audit is an audit that is self-imposed, was not required by the CAIB. It's an audit that the government people felt that they wanted to conduct since the original problem related to a misunderstanding of actions that the management had taken by the workforce. They felt that some sort of a conscious audit back with the workforce to make sure that were interpreting the actions correctly, and to reevaluate the program to see if any further adjustments needed to be made is the purpose of the audit. So since that is clearly a raising the bar or a self-imposed sort of an action intended to improve the quality of their implementation, I did not feel it was necessary as a constraint for closure. And, Dick, that was my rationale that I used in recommending that we go ahead and close this out.
Mr. Chairman, this is Dan Crippen. Let me first thank Forrest for a succinct and thorough presentation here. I think the work that he and Bob and others have done may be belie the succinctness of the report may belie the work they've done. There's, I know, a lot of time and effort they put in on a recommendation that appears to be quite straightforward when, in fact, it's probably not. I think, as you suggested, Mr. Chairman, that we may be best served by making this a conditional closure, in part because of things that we have done in the past, the way we've handled other recommendations in looking at work we expect NASA will do. And in this case, it may be a close call, frankly, because they've scheduled the things that Forrest talked about. As you suggested, Mr. Chairman, these are things not directly called for by the recommendation of CABE. But at the same time, they are things that are in the immediate future that we expect, that NASA fully expects to comply with and complete. But I, for one, would like to keep us as a task group mindful of particularly the audit so that we see the results of the audit before we ourselves kind of check this off. That's not to say there's a great deal more work to be done by NASA or us, but rather if we make this a conditional closure, I think it will keep us observant and mindful of this audit, make sure that we and NASA kind of check it against our expectations and this recommendation. So both for consistency, and I can speak to that further if anyone wants about the way we've handled past recommendations, but also to keep us observant here, I would recommend, Mr. Chairman, we make these make this a conditional closure.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Crippen. Let's see, task group members, any other comments relative to that or to the recommendation itself?
And Dick, this is Jim Adamson. I just wanted to say that I have no problem with Dan's recommendation to make it conditional. Our rationale in the panel for making it for recommending unconditional closure was simply that we do recognize that there's forward work to be done. However, we didn't believe that NASA needs to do anything other than what they have already planned to satisfy the antenna CABE. So that's why we recommended it closing it unconditionally. However, for accuracy and counting purposes, Dan makes a good point, and I have no problem with it.
Okay, thank you, Jim. Well, let's see. I think what I heard was the condition might be on completion of the baseline audit. If we were to look at this as a conditional closure condition on completion of the baseline audit, would that not meet anybody's intent or objectives today? If not, unless someone has an additional objection, then I'm going to recommend that we, that based on the closure package submitted by NASA, the ops panel's presentation, our deliberation, that we reflect that the task group believes that NASA has met conditionally the intent of the CABE recommendation, and that we will so inform NASA so that they can reflect conditional closure of CABE recommendation 4.2-5. Not hearing any objections, then that will be the position of the task group. And I'll turn it back over to Jim.
Thank you, Dick. And that concludes the presentation on foreign object debris. And now I'd like to ask Mr. Bob Seek, if he would please brief the digital closeout photography recommendation 10.3-1. Bob?